Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, we visit with Marion County Auditor Jake Grandia to recap the 2020 general election in Marion County.
We're recapping the 2020 general election here in Marion County. I understand a really good turnout for voters here in the county.
Yeah, that's exactly right, John. 80% turnout is great for Marion County and kind of what's expected for a general election. So Marion County did proud.
For sure. Now, this year, as opposed to, other years, absentee voting was a really big thing, not only here, but, across the entire country. What can you tell us about the absentee numbers here in Marion County when it was all said and done?
Yeah, absentee voting through the mail and at our office was very brisk this year, a record-setting year in that as well. So we went over 10,000 for the first time of that, so that's a big number. Compared to the presidential 4 years ago, we were at about at 8. So the numbers are definitely higher for the absentee, and actually the absentee totals were higher than the people that voted in the polls in this election as well. So that's a first. So several milestones for Marion County in this election.
Now, of course, the absentee numbers on the rise this year. Obviously, COVID-19 is partially one of the reasons, I suppose you could say. Is that something you maybe expect to continue here in the future, the absentee numbers, continuing to rise like that?
I do expect absentee voting to continue to be popular. And I don't know if it will reach these levels if there isn't COVID, but people are really starting to like it. They groups are sending out the request forms, which makes it easier for people. I don't know if the state will do that again like they did last year or not, but I think absentee voting will continue to be strong, and that's just something that will be part of the fabric of elections in the future unless there are changes made in the overall process.
And overall numbers, I know we had a record turnout percentage-wise here this year. Numbers-wise, where were we at?
Yeah, numbers-wise, we are over 19,000, so over 19,300 actually, plus. And then, so that compared to about 18,000 from 4 years ago in the presidential. So obviously, bigger numbers, record-breaking again, so Marion County did proud.
All right. Well, and we talked a little bit about this on Tuesday night, right after the numbers were counted. I understand a lot of people to thank, just coming out in this environment, working the polls and everything like that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I do, again, want to thank all the precinct election officials for saying yes and stepping up and helping us out. We had several new individuals working, and so that was really cool. And we did more curbside voting than we've ever done before. And so just want to really appreciate all the folks that have helped at the precincts and with the absentee process. It's just been wonderful. It's great to get to know some new people, and they're just amazing that they just step up and do it. That's a really long day, and so again, want to just say thanks to those folks that staffed the polling sites and the people here at the courthouse as well in my office. Just they've been working tirelessly, and other offices here as well step up and help us move things around when we need to or load a trailer or whatever. So it's a collaborative effort. It's been it's a great, just everybody just works together in this process, whether it's the people at the polls working there, even the voters, they just do what they need to do. So we appreciate it a lot.
All right. Anything else you have to add as far as the 2020 election is concerned?
Maybe let's take a break for a while. Yeah. How about that?
Thanks to Marion County Auditor Jake Grandia for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.